We continue our scripture reading in 1 Samuel, coming to chapter 3. We'll read the whole chapter today, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 21. Now, this is the kind of chapter that older Christians would say was quaint. They meant it's sweet. It's a lovely, engaging passage, and so it is. Samuel now is a little boy. When he was a toddler, his mother Hannah, that woman of faith, had brought him to live at the tabernacle and to serve the high priest Eli. She had asked God to open her barren womb and promised that she would do this, and she did it. And so this little boy, now he's probably probably in grade school, or probably younger, to be honest with you, maybe 4 or 5 years old. And we get to see this man who becomes one of the greatest figures of Scripture. And here he is as a little boy, and he's living in the temple, and he's going to be called by the Lord Jesus Christ. The story is very simple. He's sleeping in the tabernacle. He hears a voice calling Samuel, and he thinks it's Eli. And so he goes and wakes up the old man, and Eli says, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." And this happens 3 times. And finally, Eli catches on. And he says, "It's the Lord." And when he calls next time, say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Aren't those lovely words? It's the kind of thing you read about in the Bible and you say, "Lord, I want to have that attitude. When the Bible's read, when you work in my life, I want to be like little Samuel and I want to say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And so he did, and the Lord came. And it's strikingly, the message he gives him is one of judgment on Eli. Now, you remember, Eli, he's a converted man, he's a saved man, but he's a living example of what Paul warns us against in 1 Corinthians 3. Paul urges us to lead a godly life, to do things biblically, and he says there's some people that they themselves will be saved, but they'll leave no legacy, and it's like a man being saved out of a burning house. Well, the poster boy of that is Eli, the high priest. His wicked sons, Hophni and Phinehas, debased the tabernacle. He didn't do anything about it. And the Lord promised that he would judge Eli's house. And the message the Lord brings for little Samuel is to tell Eli that I'm about to do it. And that's going to happen shortly in 1 Samuel. Well, the little boy doesn't want to tell him that. But Eli's wise to all this. He's a tragic and fascinating figure. And he knows what's coming. And he says, I'll read it, but you're going to tell me what he said. And he tells him the message. And Eli says, "It is the Lord." And he is willing to accept what the Lord did. He's a sad example of a true believer whose example we really don't want to follow. Well, the third actor in this chapter is the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, where is Jesus Christ in 1 Samuel chapter 3? Well, it says briefly that the Lord came and he stood in the tabernacle. And as a general rule, when you see God appearing in bodily form, we take that on biblical grounds to be a pre-incarnate visit of the Lord Jesus Christ. And isn't that lovely too? And we're reading about Jesus in the Gospel of Mark. We're studying him in his earthly ministry, but he has been the Lord of the church for a really long time. Here he is in the midst of the people. Oh, the people are needy. Israel's in deep trouble. And then Jesus appears. He's got a little boy. And he says, "Samuel." And Samuel says, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." You and I are not Samuel. We don't hold a prophetic office. But I will tell you this, if we will do the same thing, if the Lord Jesus calls us, and if we believe he has called us, and if we'll be like little Samuel and we'll say, "Lord, I'm open to your word," he'll use our lives because Christ is still calling his servants in the midst of the church. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now the young man Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel and said, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call you, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the young man. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel at which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. On that day I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. And I declare to him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." And Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you, and more also, if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him, and he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord, and the Lord appeared again at Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.